where everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
That's a 2 years. I mean, what's the point spending money on a lot of it? It's like two is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Adam, hello and welcome.
Hello, Dave, and hello, listeners. As stated, this is Revolution Rock, and every edition we bring you what we feel is the best rock and roll we can provide, and this is a huge show. We're going to be bringing you music from the likes of Love Language, new material from Sparkle Horse, some stuff that was unearthed recently, which is, definitely in a boon, I guess you could say, because people didn't really think there was anything left over to hear from this group. So excited to hear a new posthumous release. Also, new material from Andrew Savage, probably best known as the principal songwriter and performer from Parquet Courts. He has a new solo album out we'll be touching upon. Also, music from Horse Chops, Public Image Limited, and Husker Du in this episode. And we're going to start off with a really cool band in a newer group. I don't want to say it's a super group. This group is pretty super, though.
Yeah, it features members of Cellos, Roy Trout's band, Middle Sister, What Seas What Shores, and Nefedovs. And they're just a group of people from other bands that have been playing throughout Windsor in the last, I don't know, 5-10 years, maybe more. And they kind of came together and formed this new band called Brain Rust. And I guess they're a little more alternative sounding, but we're going to play their lead-off single, which was released on Friday, called Pacing, and it's quite good. And then we're going to follow it up with some new music from Runs with Kittens, based out of Toronto, and a selection of tracks from the We Are Time mixtape Volume 1. This is a label based out of Toronto. I believe musician Jesse Locke, who plays in Tough Age and quite a number of other bands on drums, and is also a writer, is one of the owners of this label. And there's a lot of cool stuff on it. In fact, there's more stuff we want to play, but there's just too much cool stuff. So.
Yeah, and just for the sake of time, we're going to actually play three selections from this mixtape. Now, we do want to say, if you want more information about the show, the bands we play, and the music we love, please go to revrock.blogspot.com. Dave puts up our playlist there and some articles about bands that we feature. And if you have a request for this edition of Revolution Rock, we would love to hear from you. Please give us a call at 519-971-3630. And if you happen to be in the Detroit area or out of town, you can dial 1-855-344-2526. That's 1-855-DIG-CJAM. Sorry About That was the name of the song we just heard. That was by Casper and the Cookies. And you are listening to Revolution Rock. I'm Adam, you with Dave, and we're going to be bringing you about 2 hours worth of rock and roll music throughout your Saturday night up until 9 o'clock, where Mark Casabon takes over with his program. But just calling back that last set, I did mention we heard from Casper and the Cookies with the song Sorry About That. That's actually taken off this really cool mixtape that we've recently received at CJM called We Are Time, Mixtape Volume 1. And this is actually a Toronto-based label titled We Are Time, which is run by the drummer of Tough Age, you said.
Yeah, I believe he's co-owner of this label, We Are Time, which is a really cool label that I believe they... You know what? I'm not 100%. I was going to say, I think that Chandra is involved, if you remember that post-punk...
I do, yes.
Artist. Yeah, I believe that she's involved, but I'm not 100%. I know that he's involved. Prior to that, we heard music from Tough Age. They had a new track on this release as well, Rat Doctor, an instrumental. Prior to that, we heard also new music from a live track from Motorists, who haven't had an album out in a couple of years, but really cool band, kind of blending that jangly REM style indie rock with post-punk.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. From them, we heard a live rendition of Forced Perspective. And prior to that, we heard something else, another new release. This is an album by Toronto-based band called Runs With Kittens. They've had a few releases that we've played on the show over the years, and I really dig what they do. They're always a little bit off-kilter, which is what I like about their sound. And yes. I think that really follows through with the song we heard, Look Who's Knockin'. That's taken from Blaze of Gordy.
Yeah, and we started off with brand new music from a brand new Windsor band called Brain Rust. We heard the lead-off single, Pacing, from a forthcoming release. I believe it's an album coming out. I'm not sure exactly when, but we'll find out. And they played a show at Craft Heads last night, and I heard it was a very good turnout. So hopefully next time they have another show coming up, we'll definitely let you know, and you should go see it as well. A lot of cool musicians in that group. We're going to continue next with another group featuring cool musicians, Husker Du.
Husker Du, and we have been celebrating some anniversaries on the show, and this is another one, a 40th anniversary, and the second 40th anniversary we celebrated for the group this year. We've celebrated their previous release, Everything Falls Apart, quite a few months ago, and now we're celebrating their 1983 October release, an EP titled Metal Circus, and this is really, I think, where the band firmly established the Husker Du sound. They were really much entrenched in their hardcore roots before this. Their main objective was to play as fast as possible, but they always had these underlying, very melodic elements to their sound that were indebted to pop music. As you can tell, they would later cover a number of pop-oriented songs and groups, including The Byrds, 8 Miles High. But yeah, with this one, they really coalesce those sounds together. It's as fierce as a hardcore record, and yet it is melodic like an REM record. And it's something that really threw a lot of people for a loop. They weren't really quite sure what to call this music at the time of its release. Some people wanted to call it like alt-punk or like post-hardcore, but really I think this set the template, along with certain releases the same year by REM and The Replacements, of what would eventually be known as alternative rock, and then kind of go over and bleed over to the idea of what indie rock is.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play two songs from this release, a fantastic EP that is well worth the while checking out. For its brief 20 minutes, it's one of the strongest releases by this group. It was released, as I mentioned, 40 years ago in October by SST Records. We're going to hear a pair of tracks from this, and then we're going to get into some other heavy music to take you through your Saturday night here on Revolution Rock.